As you drive just south of Garden City on US 83, a bridge spans the Arkansas River. As bridges go, this one is unremarkable. But beneath the bridge lies a different story. Dirt, sand, brush, rocks, and no water. The river has run dry. Kansas and the southern high plains are in the grips of a drought, and it's lasted longer than the devastating drought of the 1930s, the Dust Bowl days. While few are suggesting a return to the dirty 30s, Lane County farmer Vance Emke knows that he has been farming on Mother Nature's margins.
Boy, if it does rain this fall, you will be seeing our dust in Douglas County. Okay? I'm not kidding you. We are on the edge here.
Since that interview in June 2014, Western Kansas has enjoyed some rain. However, the National Drought Mitigation Center says the region remains under severe to extreme long-term drought. The conditions are most dire in the northwest and southwest corners of the state. How well individuals are faring during this drought largely depends on what they grow and how they grow it. Vance Emke is a dryland farmer. He and his wife Louise run a 10,000-acre seed farm between Scott City and Dighton. The Emke Seed Company provides wheat, rye, and hybrid seeds for several hundred customers throughout the Central Plains. In the face of this long-term drought, Emke and other dryland farmers have changed their business and farming practices.
The market is there to weed out the inefficient. You know, it's as ruthless as you can get, but that is the way it is. You know, if you can figure out how to adapt to the situation or innovate your way out of it, you'll survive.
While dryland farmers depend on rain for water, others irrigate their crops by tapping into the Ogallala Aquifer, the vast underground basin that runs under western Kansas and parts of seven other states, from South Dakota to Texas. William Ashworth, author of Ogallala Blue, says the aquifer contains enough water to fill nine Lake Eries. Since the introduction of center pivot irrigation in the late 40s, farmers have been pumping out Ogallala water at the rate of 5 trillion gallons a year. Much of this goes toward growing very profitable and water-intensive corn, a crop that otherwise would not survive in the region's dry landscape. Other industries, oil and gas and livestock ranching, also use a lot of Ogallala water. Ashworth says the equivalent of one Lake Erie has already been drained from the aquifer. Rex Buchanan is the interim director of the Kansas Geological Survey. The KGS is a research arm of the University of Kansas. One of its major jobs is monitoring the state's groundwater wells. And he says it's hard to tell corn farmers that they should grow something else.
If you have a conversation with an irrigator and they see declines, one of the first responses you'll get from them is, well, that Ogallala water's not doing anybody any good under the ground.
Buchanan adds that it's hard to tell someone they shouldn't pump water that they have a right to use. It's also important to remember that each year corn adds $3 billion to the state's economy and provides vital resources for the state's livestock and dairy industries. Farmers seem to understand the problem. Many conserve water through improved tilling and more efficient irrigation. Some have gone a step farther. Farmers in a 99-square-mile section of Sheridan and Thomas counties have formed the state's first LEMA, or Local Enhanced Management Area. In a LEMA, the farmers agree to a voluntary reduction of water use over a 5-year period. In the case of the Sheridan-Thomas LEMA, that's about a 15% reduction. Northwest Kansas Groundwater District Manager Catherine Durham says the program allows farmers to meet these goals in the manner in which they choose.
You have to think really hard into the build of these communities. There's a lot of pride, there's a lot of history, and there's a lot of family heritage. And so to give that flexibility and that power back to them from a sociological perspective is really, really important when you're trying to do any sort of conservation work.
The LEMA idea is relatively new, and many are skeptical. Despite expressions of confidence by elected officials, local water rights holders defeated a proposed 5-county LEMA in the Scott City area in 2014. Proponents say they face the challenge of overcoming farmer fears and misinformation. As Lane County Water Management Board member Alan James told one newspaper, some farmers feel it is their water and they can pump it until it's dry. It's hard to estimate just how long the Ogallala Aquifer will last. Some think of the Ogallala as an underground bathtub, If someone takes a drink in Goodland, someone else in Great Bend goes thirsty. But it really isn't. It's more like the bottom of an egg carton with varying depths and saturation. The water is deeper in some areas than others, and some aquifer zones have already run dry. And in those places, it will take thousands of years for natural rainfall to replenish the system. One thing is certain. Water is being pumped out of the Ogallala much faster than it's being replaced. And that has been true for decades. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm David Guth.